Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Hello, this is Stacia Martindale, French and History graduate and current MPhil student in History at the University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus, celebrating 60 years in 2023. On this day, April 17, 1833, the Barbadian newspaper notified its readers that several properties were currently available for purchase. Two properties in particular had been on the market for some time. The first was Social Hall Plantation in St. Thomas. On the 15th of December the year prior, the Master in Chancery, Mr. William Oxley, penned a notice regarding the sale of this estate, along with its cattle, stock, and the enslaved individuals. It had been put up for sale on December 13th to go to the highest bidder. However, no one having made an offer, the estate continued to be available for purchase, with bidding taking place every week between 12 and 2 p.m. on Thursdays. Anyone interested could go to Mr. Oxley's chambers on Prince William Henry Street between these hours. A similar fate had befallen Colleton Plantation in St. Lucie. It too had been put up for sale along with its enslaved persons, cattle and stock since December 13, 1832. No offer was made for the northern estate, and it thus remained on the market, available for sale every week between 12 and 2 p.m. on Thursdays, also at Mr. Oxley's chambers. It should be noted that both plantations later became quite important as symbols of social elevation for working-class Black Barbadians. Social Hall was bought in January 1841 by laborers from Mount Wilson and is now known as Bridgefield. Meanwhile, Colleton was one of five plantations purchased in 1941 by the Barbados Progressive Society. This friendly society or cooperative was established in Panama, growing to more than 6,000 members by 1941, and comprised many of the Barbadians who had migrated to Panama to work on the canal between 1904 and 1914. Their efforts reflected their desire for upward social mobility, and the recognition that pooling resources and investment were the keys to accomplishing such. Together, the five plantations covered 1,274 acres, an incredible feat for the demographic of society, which had rarely had the social and economic power to own land. In a little over a century, the resolve of Black Barbadians was reflected by their purchase of plantations like Social Hall and Colleton, estates which had previously been owned by the wealthier white planter class and advertised for sale in the Barbadian newspaper on this day, April 17, 1833.
Today in Bajan History with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus.